Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. The stock market is always uncertain, but when things get more volatile with big swings up and even worse, big swings down, it can feel a lot more uncertain. So how do you weather all that volatility? Bilal Hassanji is a senior investment strategist at Vanguard. He's here to talk some tips about maintaining perspective and long-term discipline. Hello, Bilal.
Hi, Bruce. Good to be with you. Thank you for having me.
I wanted to start by saying that the stock market is always uncertain in that it doesn't feel that way. When we're in a prolonged bull market, it's like, oh, yeah, this is so great. It only goes up. But I've been around for a fairly long time. I've covered the ups, I've covered the downs, I've covered the sideways. And anyone who's been on the planet or at least following investing for periods of time knows that that things can get volatile. What do you think is the number one thing people need to keep in mind in periods of high volatility? As in, things are moving quick, things are moving up and down.
Sure. So a few points or a few things that come top of my mind when you ask this question, Bruce. So short-term volatility and bear markets are inevitable, but a long-term focus has been a winner, and our research proves that. So short-term volatility, as I said, has always been part of investing. Extreme and extended cases of volatility have frequently coincided with market pullbacks, but investors clearly would do well to focus on the long term, as equity returns, as we measure by looking at S&P and MSCI World Index, looking at data from 1982 all the way to December 2021, our research shows that despite periods of high volatility that have coincided with market pullbacks, equity markets have climbed back over the long term. So during those periods of extreme market volatility, most notably after the stock market crash of 1987, global financial crisis in 2008, and the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, in all those scenarios, markets come back strong after that period of high volatility. However, despite sharp market pullbacks that coincided with these periods of volatility, both the indices like MSCI World and S&P 500 have continued to move on to greater heights.
The long-term chart on any of the major indices is more relaxing to me than a full hour-long yoga class, because it helps me to remember the perspective of long-term investing. Very difficult to do in the moment. How do you keep that in mind? Or are you just immune to the short-term ups and downs?
Like, I look at when we look at the data, so bear markets and corrections are unavoidable for investors, but they are best served by maintaining long-term focus. So if we look at, for example, data from 1980 to 2021 or 2022, we see that there have been 9 bear markets during that period. But in all cases, markets have come back strong after that. History shows that the longer investors stay invested, the less the likelihood that they will earn a negative return. Over a 10-year holding period, a portfolio of 60% stocks and 40% bonds hasn't had a negative nominal return, i.e. not accounting for inflation, and has had significantly less likelihood for after inflation negative returns than over a shorter holding period. Moreover, many investors think of US T-bills or treasury bills as safer than equities, but when we adjust for inflation, T-bills have been more likely than stocks to have a negative return. And this finding is even more relevant in the current high inflationary period.
People get obsessed with picking the bottom. They get obsessed with picking the top. And I think I know how you're going to answer this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What's your view of the probability that an average human can time the market?
Timing the market, in our research has proven that timing the market is futile. The best and worst trading days often happen close together and occur irrespective of the overall market performance for the year. So essentially what we are seeing here is like if an investor tries to time the market, he or she may get some success in the short run, but over the long period of time, it is not a strategy to be followed, because as I said, like we have seen over the years that there have been only pockets of few days where investors try to time it and they get out of the market at the market bottom, like the kind of period we are facing right now. And they miss out on the days, and there are only a few days where the returns are concentrated, where the markets actually bounce back. And this happened in April of 2020, right after the worst days, trading days happened. Right after those days, in the next week or so, there were days which generated the most returns for that period. Mm. So timing the market is not the best strategy.
One of the principles that you really do advocate is setting appropriate investment goals. And when you talk about investment goals, are you talking about time to retirement? Are you talking return? Are you talking the absolute value of your portfolio? What do you mean by investment goals?
No matter the market situation, Vanguard's tried and tested investment principles remain the same. And one of those is setting appropriate investment goals, which, coming back to your question, means it can be the retirement goal in terms of timing. It can be a goal in terms of the wealth accumulation or a target amount. It can be a target risk that they want to maintain, which can be managed through asset allocation. So talking of asset allocation, we can essentially target a certain risk level by keeping a certain level of debt versus equity allocations or equities versus bonds allocation. And by targeting a certain risk, they can essentially target a certain return or expected return over a period of time. So it can be depending on client's situation or depending on the end investor's situation. It can be a target date, it can be a target return, it can be a target wealth, or it can be a target risk.
Vanguard has been talking about the importance of fees pretty much, well, I don't even say pretty much, literally since its inception. I've been talking about it for a decade or more. What element of the fee component is not getting through to people? Why have we still not got ubiquitous appreciation for the importance of low investment fees?
So Vanguard has been a pioneer in low-cost investing, not just in Canada, but also in the US and globally. So we have had a significant influence on lowering the costs for end investors by essentially offering our funds at the very low end of compared to our competitors. So, and that is again part of our investment philosophy, what I was referring to earlier, that no matter what the market situations, our investment principles are setting investment goals, developing suitable asset allocation, using diversified funds, and minimizing costs. That is a cornerstone of our philosophy, Bruce. And this is what we have been advocating for it. And not only just advocating, we have influence in whichever market we have our presence in.
What's your view on dollar cost averaging? Do you advocate that approach?
Absolutely. We do advocate the approach of dollar cost averaging, because again, it coincides very well with our philosophy of staying the course, i.e. When markets are down, it's an excellent opportunity to reduce the cost of the overall portfolio, be it in the form of individual stocks or be it in the form of well-diversified funds. So investors can take advantage of low NAVs during a market downturn, which is the kind of period we are currently facing, and take advantage of that by reducing costs.
It can be easier said than done on that. You know, if you say you're saving $500 a month or $1,000 a month or whatever, and it's going into an RRSP, you're clear on the time horizon. It is well into the future. It can be hard on a day when the markets have been completely trounced to push the buy button.
It is. And this is part of the education that advisors can impart to the end investors. And that is why our research shows that advisors can add up to 500 basis points or 5 percentage points to their end investor's portfolio on a per annum basis. If they are coaching, if they are doing their behavioral coaching, if they are anchoring their discussions over a financial plan, and they are holding hands of their end investors in terms of guiding them to navigate through this high market volatility period. So essentially asking or coaching their end investors to push that buy button, using your analogy, exactly when everybody is essentially in a sell mode. Because if you have a long-term perspective and if you have funds available, then markets offer opportunities to dollar cost average and improve your, bring your overall portfolio costs down exactly during these episodes of high market volatility.
You make the metaphor holding hands so peaceful, where many advisors are like holding their hands by putting their clients' hands in handcuffs behind their back so they don't do anything stupid. But you're a calmer person than I am. So I'll take your metaphor at face value. Bilal, thank you for your time today.
You're most welcome, Bruce. It was really nice talking to you. Thank you for having me. And thanks to your team.
You're welcome. Bilal Hassanji, Senior Investment Strategist at Vanguard. He was here with some context, some tips for how to deal with market volatility and keep the focus on the long-term game that you're playing.